Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey today issued an executive order that calls for more strategic conservation of Massachusetts land and waters. The goal of the order is to promote biodiversity. It directs the state's Fish and Game Department to set new conservation targets for state agencies to implement by the years 2030, 2040, and 2050. The governor said the move is necessary to protect critically important habitats and help lessen the effects of climate change. Andy Finton is a conservation ecologist with the Nature Conservancy of Massachusetts. He applauds the move, and he walked us through the basics of biodiversity.
So biodiversity at its simplest is the variety of life and the abundance of life in any given place. I think the word can be somewhat cold, so I think of it as like a story. So right now we're heading into fall, and our forests, whether it's Mount Greylock in western Massachusetts or the North Shore or even the Cape, our trees are about to turn color. And we think of, oh, there's a forest, but we're going to start to see yellow birches and red maples and rusty orange oaks. And that's the first step towards thinking about how diverse is that place. If we walk into that forest, we're going to see a log that fell over a few years ago and is starting to rot with mushrooms on it. And you can keep going deeper and deeper and think about rolling that log over and finding a salamander or a beetle. It's that variety of life in any given place.
And where is that not happening, or where is that environment in danger?
So we're losing biodiversity in Massachusetts, across the country, and globally. And these are from threats like climate change, from habitat loss, from habitat fragmentation. All of these things add up and begin to erode the resilience of ecosystems like forests, wetlands, salt marshes.
Give us an idea of where it's happening.
Okay. The salt marshes on the coast of Massachusetts, they've experienced a number of insults over literally decades and centuries. So the North Shore, the Great Marsh on the North Shore of Massachusetts is a great example. A huge, highly functioning salt marsh. But we're losing species and we're losing the ability of those systems. Same with on Cape Cod, where we've got a lot of fertilizer on lawns, a lot of septic tanks that don't function well. That nutrient pollution is draining into those salt marshes and eroding their ability to stay biodiverse.
So that sounds like it's really not a good thing at all. What's the practical effect?
We're critically dependent on the ecosystems around us, the wetlands, the forests, the salt marshes, the ocean. They give us our clean drinking water. They give us the clean air we're breathing, the oxygen, literally the oxygen that we're breathing every moment. They're mitigating climate change by pulling carbon out of the atmosphere. And once these ecosystems begin to degrade, they are no longer able to do that for us. So coastal salt marshes are a great example because when we're experiencing a hurricane, like we've just seen one glance off the coast, we get higher sea levels, we get a storm surge, and those salt marshes absorb that energy, absorb those coastal storm surges.
So without the salt marshes?
Without the salt marshes, we get direct impacts from storm surge on our roads, our homes, our health and safety.
With Governor Maura Healey's announcement, I mean, you are extremely happy about it. She said, and this is pretty scary, she said more than 400 species in Massachusetts are endangered. If the state has spent, as the governor also says, decades protecting natural resources, why are we at a crisis point right now? And how bad is it that 400 species are endangered?
It sounds bad, but we've had a lot of success. We are a leader in conservation in Massachusetts.
But we're at a crisis point.
We're at a crisis point. I think if we hadn't put the efforts we've put in for the last several decades, we'd be in a much worse situation. We're at a crisis point globally. About 1 million species are considered at risk for extinction across the globe. We've lost 3 billion birds in North America in the last 50 years.
3 billion?
3 billion with a B. That's 30% of the biomass, the number of birds across North America. So yes, we're seeing gloom and doom, but the exciting thing is we've brought a lot of species back from the edge. We know how to do it, and we're continuing to do it.
So what are the top instruments the executive order uses to accomplish more biodiversity protection?
The executive order is going to focus the energies and actions of all state agencies. This is a first in the country, first ever directive to coalesce around a single goal of biodiversity by all agencies. So every action will lead to a net positive for our plants and animals, the ecosystems that we depend on. The pieces of the toolkit that will be implemented by these agencies include land protection. We'll also focus on restoration and management of sensitive habitats.
Andy Fenton, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Andy Fenton is a conservation ecologist with the Nature Conservancy in Massachusetts.